I'm Dan Novak.
This is VOA News. I'm Richard Green. Today, after Russian fighter jets struck the propeller of a U.S. military unmanned drone over the Black Sea, Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin spoke to his Russian counterpart, Sergei Shoigu. VOA's chief national correspondent, Steve Herman, in Washington, reports it was one of the few such calls since Russia invaded Ukraine more than a year ago.
Defense Secretary Austin says it was key that someone in Moscow answered his call. During the early months after Russia invaded Ukraine, Russian officials refused to take such calls from the U.S. military. Austin declined to tell reporters what he said to Shoigu, but made clear to the journalists at the Pentagon,
"The United States will fly and operate wherever international law allows."
Steve Herman, VOA News, Washington.
North Korea has test-launched another intercontinental ballistic missile as South Korean and U.S. troops continue joint exercises that Pyongyang considers a threat. AP correspondent Ben Thomas reports.
The U.S. and South Korea are conducting joint military exercises, here putting together a floating bridge across a river.
It's just one small piece of the Wet Gap crossing operation.
Captain Sean Kasprzyn.
We look forward to continuing to train together and building the relationship between the U.S. and the Korean forces. We'll remain ready to fight tonight. Kachi kapshida.
The maneuvers have roiled Pyongyang, calling them a rehearsal for invasion. The launch was North Korea's first ICBM test in a month and third weapons test this week. It also came hours before the leaders of South Korea and Japan were to meet in Tokyo. The summit expected to focus on North Korean threats. I'm Ben Thomas.
For more on this and all the stories we're covering, visit us at voanews.com. We also have an app you can download. Just search for VOA News. This is VOA News. There's a silver lining in the latest storm to drench the western U.S. state of California. AP's Lisa Dwyer has that story.
California's 11th atmospheric river left the storm-soaked state with a bang, bringing flooded roadways, landslides, and toppled trees to the southern part of the state, but also a drought-busting rainfall that means the end of water restrictions for nearly 7 million people. The decision brings some relief amid the state's historic drought. But weather woes remain. An additional 61,000 people remain under evacuation warnings. California's Governor Gavin Newsom.
We do have, as I speak, 31 shelters that are operating in 14 counties in the state of California.
And there is more weather on the way.
None of us naive about what we're looking forward to next week, potentially on Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, a 12th atmospheric river.
I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Up to 9% of African nations' budgets is being spent on responding to extreme weather events. That's according to findings revealed at a UN conference in Ethiopia on Wednesday. The findings revealed that climate change, along with the Ukraine war and a global financial downturn, are the main reasons why the economy shrank year on year in 2022. Africa contributes less than 4% of global greenhouse gas emissions, despite being home to 17% of the world's population. Many nations have limited capabilities to deal with the impacts of climate change. For the first time, scientists have created baby mice from two males. The AP's Ed Donahue reports.
Researchers in Japan took skin cells from the tails of male mice and transformed them. Their process converted male mouse stem cells into female cells and produced functional egg cells. They fertilized those eggs and implanted the embryos into female mice. About 1% of the embryos grew into live mouse pups. Researchers say the pups appear to grow normally and were able to become parents themselves in the usual way. The work was published in the journal Nature. This raises the distant possibility of using the same technique for people. I'm Ed Donahue.
R&B singer Bobby Caldwell has died. Caldwell had a major hit in 1978 with the ballad What You Won't Do for Love. The song went to number 9 on the Billboard Hot 100 chart and has become a standard soul ballad. Caldwell's wife says he died Tuesday at their home in New Jersey after a long illness. He was 71 years old. For more on this and all the stories we're covering, visit us at voanews.com. I'm Richard Green reporting for VOA News.